Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today is Steve Massey, president of the Pelican Island Preservation Society. The 22nd annual Pelican Island Wildlife Festival will be held Saturday, March 15th at Riverview Park in Sebastian. Steve, welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you.
Pelican Island holds a unique place in American history. It was the very first National Wildlife Refuge designated by President Theodore Roosevelt in 1903. How and why was Pelican Island chosen?
Mr. Craigle, Paul Craigle, who actually started the system, basically moved to Florida from Germany. And so he noticed that the boating people that were coming down along the intercoastal and that were actually killing birds over on Pelican Island. They were slaughtering them to get their plumes and feathers and things like that. So he basically kind of took it on his own to go over and try to keep people from actually slaughtering the birds. But eventually, he really needed some authority for doing that. And as we all know, Theodore Roosevelt was a real conservationist. And so, to make a long story short, Mr. Craigle actually became the first game warden in the United States, and he actually got permission to carry a shotgun, was paid $1 a month by the government and $7 a month by the Audubon Society, and had a badge, and he would go out there literally with a shotgun and keep individuals from slaughtering the birds.
How was the decision to set aside federal land for the sake of wildlife received back then?
I think back in that time, people didn't have too much opposition or have too much knowledge about it, except for the individuals that were trying to kill the birds. And I think, of course, they weren't probably too happy about it.
Tell me about Pelican Island itself.
So it's now about 3 acres, has a lot of wildlife on it. I was out there last weekend, and there's rosette spoonbills. We still have pelicans, of course, go on there. Ospreys use the island itself and that. But it's a beautiful island, and it's pretty close to the intercoastal waterway, so you can actually go and see it from a boat. And then over on the east side of the river, there was land that was designated as the Pelican Island Wildlife Refuge. There's a centennial trail that allows you to go up to a spot where you can view Pelican Island from the mainland. And that centennial trail actually designates on the walkway in that each refuge that started out to 1903 with Pelican Island being the last one that's up there. And it goes, I think the last one was designated in 2012.
I'm speaking today with Steve Massey, president of the Pelican Island Preservation Society. Tell me about your festival you've got coming up on Saturday, March 15th. Riverview Park in Sebastian. What is that day going to be like?
That is a great day. We have a lot of individuals that come from parts of the United States and lots of parts of Florida. And it's a free festival, and it basically tries to educate individuals about Pelican Island and the history of it. And we expose all the folks that go to it, but including children specifically, to wildlife. We have a pelican release where a pelican that's been injured is released back into the Indian River Lagoon. We're trying this year to have a panther. We have a bald eagle, golden bald eagle. And then the Environmental Learning Center is actually going to have kids' activities tents. We have pontoon boat tours available, and we're actually this year for the first time ever, we're going to have a bus that will actually allow individuals to go to visit Pelican Island Refuge. So we're going to take them from the festival in Sebastian and go across the Wabasso Causeway and take them to the refuge itself so they can experience the refuge and see Pelican Island proper. It's a wonderful thing to have in our back door, the very first National Wildlife Refuge in the United States that actually started the entire refuge system.
I've been speaking today with Steve Massey, president of the Pelican Island Preservation Society. We'll have an archive of this interview as well as contact information for the Society on our website, wqcs.org. Steve, thanks so much for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you, sir. Pelican Island Preservation Society appreciates this very much.
Till next time, I'm Drew Mello.